When we're getting to know someone, we generally start with making small talk. But we want to get as far away from small talk as soon as possible, not to mention a lot of people dread making small talk. We want to go beyond surface level and dive into deeper conversation because that is where all the hidden gems are. So why wouldn't we want to be there? And if we really want to get to know this person and they you, we've got some unlocking to do. In this lesson, I am sharing 5 ways to unlock those hidden gems so that you can move beyond small talk as quickly as possible. Let's get right to it. All right, so I call these strategies the 5 P's. And they're for you to get to know someone really well and for them to get to know you really well. So you're learning the 5 P's about them and they're learning the 5 P's about you. All right. So with that, let's go over the very first strategy. Purpose. Yes. What is this person's purpose or what is your purpose if they were to ask you? So what do they feel like they were born to do? For some, this could be a calling or a vocation. For many people, that looks like teaching. If you talk to a lot of good teachers, a lot of them might say that they always knew that they wanted to teach and that they would do a really good job at it, and they do a really good job at it. So to find out what this person's purpose is, it would be a little bit weird and possibly even a bit intrusive if you were to ask point blank, what's your purpose in life? So you probably would not want to phrase it that way, especially if you're just getting to know the person. Pay attention instead to how they talk about work and how they spend most of their time, what makes them forget to eat, what makes them feel excited about working on that thing, what do they love doing as a child or a teenager, how do they want people to remember them? What kind of contribution do they hope to make to society and to the world? Those are some of the ways that you can figure out what their purpose is. The next one, passion. What is their passion in life? Of course, we can have more than one passion. What gets that person up in the morning? What makes them excited to be alive? This could take the shape in a hobby, specializations, interests. For example, someone's purpose might be helping to end world poverty, but they could also be deeply passionate about surfing, and so they spend a lot of their vacations out on the waves. You can also ask them what they're interested in or how they absolutely love spending most of their time. You can ask them what is one fun thing that they make sure to make time for each week. Profession. What do they do for a living? How do they earn their living? Sometimes profession overlaps with purpose and passion, in which case you've actually learned 3 things about the person in one, but that's not generally the case for most people. One's profession usually is how they earn their living, right? How do they get by in the world? How do they put food on the table? How do they keep a roof over their head? How do they keep the lights on, so to speak? All right, so that's the profession, right? Somebody might like their profession, they might enjoy it, but they might not necessarily look at that profession as their purpose or their passion or even what they really love doing. And that is absolutely okay because, as you know, everyone needs to make a living somehow, right? And it doesn't necessarily overlap. You can ask them what they do for a living, and it's okay to phrase it as, what do you do for a living? And you can also ask them as a follow-up what they like about the job that they're in. Now, if they're an entrepreneur, their profession might be a blend of purpose and passion, especially if they're the founders of that company or startup. But again, that's not always the case for everyone. So that's why profession is separate from passion and purpose. Pride. What are some moments that they are most proud of? Did they win the public speaking competition in high school? Did they complete a triathlon after 30? Do they help create a cure for the disease? What are this person's accomplishments? And the same goes for you, right? What do you want the person to know about your own achievements? We all have achievements. And for the type A's out there, I get it. Even if you have a list of accomplishments to boast, it doesn't feel like you may have accomplished anything that great yet. But that, of course, is all about perspective. But the point here is to be modest and humble, right? We're not trying to brag or boast, but you do want to be showing what you're proud of, because knowing your accomplishments can help someone understand you and get to know you better. But you can also talk about it in the context of what you hope to be proud of in the future, right? And so these could be goals and objectives and taking a dream and turning it into a reality. So feel free to share those too, because that also falls under this category. The next one's peculiarities. So up until now, the strategies that we covered can be gleaned from the conversation or asked in a question-related form. But for peculiarities, it could be a little bit awkward to vocalize this as a question, right? Like, what's peculiar about you is probably not the best thing to ask in a conversation. Or are you weird in any way? Do people find you weird for doing XYZ? What are your idiosyncrasies, right? These questions might be mistaken as rude or presumptuous, so we definitely don't want to bust those out. All right, so what do you do instead? You pay attention. Use your eyes and your ears to figure out what makes them unique. Because the reality is, when you look around you and you interact with people from everywhere, you begin to understand that we are all so unique. And when you get to know someone, their uniqueness really shines through. And that's really cool. All right, so these are the five P's of getting to know someone for real. And they're the quickest way to ditch the surface level small talk that a lot of people really don't like in the first place. So you're learning about their purpose, their passion, their profession, their pride, and peculiarities. And in return, be sure that you share the same about you. Establishing rapport and building a real connection with someone is a two-way street. There's give and there's take. You wouldn't want to only talk about them, because it could quickly feel like an interview or an interrogation, and nobody really wants to be put on the spot, especially in a casual conversation. And you also don't want to make it all about you, because that's kind of lame, right? So keep in mind the balance, 50-50, and that will help you get to know them as well as they getting to know you. And since we're all evolving and changing and growing, the five P's will also evolve. So keep them in your back pocket, because you'll probably be revisiting them again, even with the same person, right? Think of how many times you yourself changed your purpose or your passions have evolved, right? So make sure that you whip these out anytime you're looking to have a deep and meaningful conversation with someone. You will be delighted with how much you learn and how genuinely good it feels to share those details about yourself as well. All right, Explorers, I hope that you enjoyed this lesson. Comment below with which of these strategies, which of the five P's are your favorite and why that is. What other ways do you think that you can move past that dreaded small talk stage? Be sure to share that with the Exploring community. I will see you in the next lesson. Happy Exploring.